Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we got a lot to talk about, but I just have to open with this, all right? This I got to open with because it's really, really cool. So I was at a wedding, and I've been to tons of weddings, and oh my gosh, some of these weddings are tens upon tens of thousands of dollars of weddings. Some weddings are simple. Some weddings are exotic. Some are, you know, more kind of chill, laid back. But I got to give kudos to this one wedding I went to last night. So our friends Rosemary and Gabe Varela got married. Congratulations. Love you guys both. I've known Gabe since college. I credit him with marrying my husband. Not him marrying my husband, but me marrying my husband. So my husband, on the other hand, wants to beat his butt for that one. But anyway, they did a wedding yesterday that was, to me, like no other. And I'd like everybody else who's about to have a big, huge wedding or big, huge event to kind of think about incorporating this one thing. Now, some of you are going to think I am very, very selfish by saying this and how I'm not putting the bride and the groom first. But yesterday was Sunday Night Football, okay? And when people are going to be at a multi-hour event, if you don't put yourself in their shoes and understand what these people might be going through or missing or anxious about, you are going to then have a group of individuals that are there for you, and, you know, they're clapping and they're like, you know, yay, we love you, but stressed. So a lot of stress on my survivor pool, right? You know, there's a couple people getting knocked out and starting to get to the wire, even though we're only week 6 going into week 7. And the Bills were playing the Giants. 15.5-point spread. Should have been a slam dunk, and the Bills were trailing. It was scoreless first quarter. So here I am in between with the wedding and everything, trying to figure out what the hell is going on with football. You walk into the Italian-American Club, which, by the way, if you're ever in Las Vegas, the Italian-American Club does some of the most amazing events. And not only do they have the music, the live music, the decor, the scenery, the ambiance, they got a flipping flat screen, big flat screen there, broadcasting the game. And I got to tell you, it made that night amazing. Also because the Bills won, which I needed them to win for my survivor pool. But it showed that even though there's these big events and all that, you can incorporate them into life. The pastor was fantastic. We were at Mountain View Presbyterian Church, and the pastor had a joke. I love it. I love it when clergy make jokes. So he basically said during the wedding, there are three rings to a marriage. One is the engagement ring, two is the wedding ring, and three is suffering. Suffering, see, I thought that was funny. I was like, amen, that's gospel. And he was joking, and he was talking about how you can avoid suffering. I thought it was a good joke. I thought it was funny. And maybe it's just because whenever clergy makes jokes, I just think it's great. But anyway, the idea that you don't necessarily have to suffer with things, you know, you have a lot more control. You can look at the positive. You can see you have options. You don't have to stress for being at a 3-4-5 hour event. Okay, if you want to, you can watch football. Now, I know, you know, I would have had family going, what are you doing? You're watching TV? That's horrible. But I got to tell you, you know, God willing, when my kids get married, the hockey game's on, if the football game's on, and they know, because I'm into sports, right? You guys, as long as we have open bar and we have good food and you do the rest of the wedding. I'll handle the food, the bar, and the TV. Or we'll schedule it when there isn't a big game, you know, because that could help. I understand. People are like, what about the U.S. Open? What about, I know I'm going to forget something. But the weddings that understand and have fun, and it ended up being fun. People got up there on stage to start to sing. The only reason why I didn't get up on stage and sing, and I usually do, trust me, if there's an open mic, I'll get up there. But there was Teddy Davis Jr., who sang with the Platters, the Drifters, Del Vikings. Yeah, come on, go with me. That, okay, anyway, we had Teddy Davis Jr. up there singing, I am not going to follow him. Hell no. Michael Monge's not going to follow him. He was amazing. So, yeah, I was like, you know what, you guys sing, do your thing. I got to go prep for my show. What are you going to talk about? I'm going to talk about weddings. That's what I'm going to talk about. So, anyway, to make a long story short, you know, the wedding is always supposed to be about the bride and the groom, and I think that's wonderful, and it should be. It should be their big day. But if you understand that there's a couple things that people might stress out about, and you make sure that's all kind of covered, I think it was one of the most amazing events. So congratulations, Gabe and Rosemary. Love you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when we get back from break, we got a lot to talk about. We lost Suzanne Somers, and losing Suzanne Somers, right, to breast cancer, and Olivia Newton-John to breast cancer, people start to ask the question, how are health conscious, right, you know, exercise enthusiasts keeping their weight down, celebrities succumbing to cancer? You know, what could be going on? We also have the Jurassic Park star Sam Neill and not clear in present danger, the Hunt for Red October. Sam Neill is now currently fighting cancer. And a lot of our 80s and 90s icons are unfortunately battling some pretty, pretty bad diseases. And we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about some of the latest, obviously, of what's happening with the Israel-Hamas war. We're also going to be talking about how we are, I guess, having populations of kids that are entering school that aren't potty trained. What are we doing in terms of not getting our kids ready for school? Is potty training too hard for parents? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Dr. Dolly, the show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So the elephant in the room is, how are healthy, health-conscious, people physically fit stars who have ample resources dying of aggressive cancer? And I know it starts to shatter people's faith on keeping weight down, eating healthy, and I'm telling you, don't let it shatter your faith. You know, there's going to be a lot of discussions on what might have happened to Suzanne Somers, Olivia Newton-John, both who struggled with breast cancer that came back multiple times. And sadly, Suzanne Somers, we lost yesterday at the age of 76. Her birthday is today. And she died one day before her birthday. And she had reported that her cancer was coming back. And she used both conventional methods as well as alternative methods. Olivia Newton-John as well. And I believe Olivia Newton-John, she had everything. She had the mastectomy. She had the lymph node removal, radiation. They go through the conventional treatment. But then they may take on some additional alternative treatment. And so you start to hear people say, well, that's what happened. It was the alternative therapies. But I like to look at the glasses half full. Is it that they had aggressive cancer and they were able to keep it at bay because they opened up to other non-conventional means? We don't know. I'm not saying one or the other, but Suzanne Somers was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2000. So that means she was in her 50s. And a breast cancer in one's 50s, maybe not as aggressive as a 30-year-old, somebody who's 30, but obviously it was a breast cancer that recurred. And she said it would keep coming up. She'd have to knock it out of the park, and it would rear its ugly head, and she'd have to deal with it. And she was always positive. Suzanne Somers, always positive, opening up with her fans, very open with this. But sadly, it looks like it came back, and it came back with a vengeance. And we've seen that. We've seen people where cancer goes into remission, and then all of a sudden, when it comes back, it just comes back viciously. We don't know, is it getting smarter? Is it figuring out how to trick the body? Is it that it realizes, well, if I come out slow and steady, they're going to bring on the chemo, they're going to bring on the radiation, they're going to bring out the surgeon, so let me maybe be shifty and see if I can ambush the body. That's what I kind of think happens with these cancer cells, where people go into remission, they do well, and then all of a sudden comes out of nowhere and then consumes them within weeks. So remember, cancer is a cancer, and it has a mind of its own. And all it needs to do is figure out how to survive. And so I think it does learn how to be stealth. So what are some of these alternative treatments Suzanne Somers was doing? From what I understand, she did all the conventional treatment. But then I think she did mistletoe injections. They did mistletoe injections that has been used in Europe as a complementary therapy for breast, cervical, ovarian, stomach, colon, lung, leukemia, sarcoma, lymphomas. I know Olivia Newton-John was using cannabis, but I think she was using cannabis more for the pain, to manage the pain. Suzanne Somers also had skin cancer, but we believe that the breast cancer is what, unfortunately, you know, caused her death. She had lumpectomy. She had radiation therapy, from what I understand. But Suzanne Somers, being reported by SCP Magazine, I'm sorry, SCP Magazine, said she had declined chemotherapy in favor of a different course of treatment. So she also had a certain breast restoration, and she had been cancer-free for a number of years. So here we are today, with people wondering, what is my best move? Because when you have cancer, you don't really have a lot of choices. If you make the wrong choice, you die. And when I see somebody who looks at both conventional and alternative treatments, I look at that as being, you know, trying the best they can to do the right thing. And the reason why somebody would consider alternative treatments is when they see people die of conventional treatments, they're like, maybe I need to do something extra. I need to do something additional. And our alternative medicine, our homeopathy, our acupuncture, our naturopathic medicine does not get the same attention and studies and focus that conventional therapies do. Why? Well, because conventional therapies have to get FDA approved. They have to get insurance to pay for them. And so there are a lot more studies. There are more eyes on them. And in order for insurance to pay for it, they're like, well, you got to make sure it works. Meanwhile, when you have individuals looking at other avenues, because they say, well, we heard this works, you don't seem to have as many studies or attention. That doesn't mean they might not work. But where it gets a little challenging is if somebody decides to choose a alternative therapy versus a conventional therapy. We had a patient years ago that came to us brand new. Her breast was almost completely emaciated with cancer. If you've ever seen what breast cancer does to a breast, it just kills it. It's deformed, multiple tumors, black, change in color. It just doesn't look like a breast. It consumes it. It almost tips and takes it in. It's like we're going to feed on it. And she came to us after using homeopathy for years. And the homeopath said, go get conventional therapy. Get conventional therapy. But, you know, she just didn't believe in conventional therapy. And by the time she did ask for conventional therapy, the breast surgeon, the oncologist could not do much. It was already far, far gone. And you know, once you have that, once you've seen that, you know, it's always easy to play Monday morning quarterback, but when you're going through it and you're being told you have something growing in your body, you are going to do all hands on deck. You know, people fault those individuals wanting to get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin for COVID. I don't blame them. They were afraid they were going to die of COVID. And there were some studies, multiple studies, showing how there could be some benefits with it. And yeah, they're like, I want everything. I want to live. Somebody using alternative therapies is not stupid. Somebody using alternative therapies is somebody who wants to live. And they're also understanding that not all alternative therapies have been vetted and have been studied to the degree. So there, you know, we do need to study them. And we do need to be able to show individuals what might work, what might not, as long as it doesn't interfere with conventional therapies. But what we need to look at when we look at Olivia Newton-John and Suzanne Summers and other individuals who have died from breast cancer is they lived decades after their diagnosis. And is the glass half full rather than the glass is half empty? Did their acceptance and interweaving of alternative therapy with their conventional therapy actually allow them to live longer? Here we are in 2023, and we still don't know how to deal with aggressive cancer. We're going to be talking about Sam Neill's case a little bit later today. But, you know, he has a type of lymphoma. But the questions that we need to study is, number one is, do we have herbs and things that God gave us and nature gives us that can actually be anti-oncogenic in property and useful? Number two is, if we do use them, does it help us fight cancer, or could it worsen the cancer by allowing cancer to go stealth? And we need to understand the mechanisms of these chemicals. We don't study them. Why don't we study them? Well, because a pharmaceutical company puts money behind the drug and behind the study. If somebody says, I want to study this plant, who has the multi-million dollars to study it? And the government does study a lot of these non-pharmaceuticals, but there's so much to study. So I think, you know, don't not exercise. Don't not keep your weight down. Don't not take care of yourself. People ask, what about bioidenticals? You know, bioidentical hormones, I am a fan of, because I think it gives you a more specialized form of the most minimal amount of hormone you need versus, you know, a one-size-fits-all heavy dose of a hormone. So for those of us that might be prone to breast cancer, I'm on bioidenticals. And I'm on bioidenticals because the other hormones, I think, give too much. And this way I get to use less and do what I need to. So God's, you know, may they both rest in peace, Suzanne Summers, Olivia Newton-John. But I understand how frustrating it is to see icons from our childhood, you know, suffer what they did. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. FBI Director Christopher Wray on Saturday said reported domestic threats have surged as conflict in Israel escalates. A police officer has been killed, another injured, after the pair exchanged gunfire with people breaking into a car in a parking garage at Philadelphia International Airport. The suspects opened fire when the officers approached them. One officer has multiple wounds, the other pronounced dead at Penn Presbyterian Medical Center. One university president said it shouldn't be that hard to protect Jewish students and to protect free speech. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, University of Florida President Ben Sasse defended a statement he sent to Jewish alums condemning Hamas and last weekend's attacks on Israel. Corey Myers, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So parenting is different these days. Kids are different these days. Being Gen X, when I had to potty train my kids, it was like boot camp. We got them potty trained lickety-split. I'm like, I'm not having it. You're going to go pee-pee on the potty. You're going to go poo-poo on the potty. I'll tell you how I did it. It actually was pretty easy. Thank God I had friends who went through it prior to me, so they taught me what to do. But I'm not even going to deal with it. No, you need to learn how to pee-pee and poop on the potty. If mommy can pee-pee and poop on the potty, if daddy can, daddy misses. Well, if mommy can do it, you can do it. But I'm going to miss like daddy. You better not miss. Yeah, daddy's in the doghouse for that one. And over the years, teachers, I've had lots of teachers who were patients, who had said, I love my class, but interestingly, these kids aren't potty trained. I'm like, what are you talking about? you do early childhood, like preschool. Like, no, kindergarten. These kids aren't potty trained. Not all of them. I mean, most of them are. And I've been hearing over the years, these kids aren't potty trained. So I'm like, well, do they have, you know, are they neurodiverse? Do they have autism? Are there any developmental delays? Are there? Nope. They're just not potty trained. So I looked into it a little bit. Because why is it taking so long? And there's apparently some misconceptions about potty training. And I think parents are a little different these days. Where they're like, I don't want to look like I'm abusing them. I don't want them to cry. I don't want them to get mad at me. And maybe it's just too hard for parents these days. And I get it. I'm not criticizing. I understand. You know, you smack the kid on the butt. That's child abuse these days. Things are very different. And I get that they don't want to do anything wrong or get in trouble. But as a parent, if you don't kind of step things up, these kids aren't going to be ready. And a child who still needs to use pull-ups or still needs to be in a diaper in kindergarten or first grade can be picked on a lot. So what we're being told here is that there's a study that this isn't just what I'm hearing and what teachers are telling me. Researchers from the University of Antwerp and Department of Urology, Antwerp University Hospital, Belgium, looked at parents and potty training and found that parents have been putting off potty training. And maybe putting it off too late inadvertently. So a child will let you know when they're ready, but not by saying, I could go potty. They're signs to assess their readiness. And so we may start potty training anywhere from 18 months, a year and a half. My mom said I potty trained early because I was like, I did not want wet diaper. I hated being in my poop. I'm like, get me out of potty. My mom said I potty trained really easily. And girls are kind of like that. Boys take a little longer, you know, and then you got to make it fun. You know, you got to kind of make it like a little Star Wars thing and, you know, put little Cheerios or things in the toilet going, aim for that one, aim for that one. Pew, 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 pew. You make it like a video game. It helps. But for girls, they're like, look, I got things to do. I don't want to be wet. It's ruining my clothes. It's bad odor. Let me go to the potty. This way, I don't have mommy and daddy all up in my face. I can do this myself. Let me get on the potty. And so there's sometimes kids will give you signs, and I'll tell you what those signs are. But other parents waited until, oh, crap, school's coming. All right, guys, let's start to go on the potty now. Well, sometimes if you wait too late, it's harder to teach them. Just like you try to teach a kid a foreign language, the longer you wait until that childhood, the harder it is. So I've always thought that the reason why we've had potty training or some of the factors that have been contributing to it is many parents do not want to be accused of forcing their kid to potty train and looking abusive. So they go, do you want to go on the potty? The kid goes, no. Okay, that's it. And then they don't bring it up for 6 months. See, in my family, I'm like, why not? There's a potty. You got crap all over the your legs. Really, you like this? Right? I like bubble bath. You're going on the potty. But when a kid tells their mom or dad, no, no potty. I don't want to go. Wah! Temper tantrum. You know, some of the parents, they just don't know what to do. Also, another concern that parents may have is there's not a caretaker who's always there. It's not consistent. So when you're potty training, you need to do it. A lot of parents say, we're going to do it this weekend. We're home all weekend. We're going to do it because you want to end. They need to go get them on the potty. But if you're like, well, Wednesday I'm going to be home and ask if the babysitter on Friday could do it, it's not consistent. So I think that could also contribute to it. And then there's been school enrollment guidelines that have changed. When I was a little kid, my parents said, do you want to go to school? And I go, yeah, I want to go to school. You can't go to school if you don't potty train. And I'm like, grab me the toilet paper, grab me the sink, get me. I loved school. Now school's like, it's okay. If your child's not potty trained, they can still start school. And I like that they are, you know, more flexible. But it used to be, It used to be the law. Your child cannot come to school unless they're potty trained, because the teachers have to teach. And these parents, lo and behold, got their kids potty trained. Now, again, I don't want any abuse. I don't want it to be a horrible experience. And we have had stories of parents, unfortunately, spanking kids who wouldn't potty train. And it wasn't done right. I'm not saying the olden days were right. But there's got to be a fine line between, oh, that's okay, baby. That's okay, baby. It's okay. Go potty in your pants. That's okay. To, you know, get on the potty now. Do it. Do it. There's got to be a better way. So how do you know if a child is ready? Well, what is they're interested? You know, mommy, what are you doing? What's daddy doing? Dad's going potty. Ooh, that's interesting. Okay, so they got to be interested in it. Two, they need to be able to tell somebody and be able to talk. You know, I got to go. Because if they can communicate with you that they got to go wee-wee, and I don't mind, you could use pee-pee, you could use poo-poo, you could use wee-wee, splash-splash, whatever you want to. I need to drop the kids off at the pool. A pitch, a loaf, whatever you guys want to say. It's totally fine. I like pee-pee and poo-poo. Do you have to go pee-pee or do you got to go wee-wee? I think that's totally fine. Because if you go, do you need to urinate or defecate? Just does it. Yeah. Teacher, I need to defecate. Some teachers or people might not understand what that means. So you pee-pee and poo-poo, everybody understands. They need to be able to follow directions. They need to be able to pull their pants up and down. You know, if they're 6-month-olds, no, don't do it. But they need to understand when you have to go, you need to, you know, you can help them, but they need to already be at that milestone. They also need to be able to sit for a couple minutes. If they're sitting on the potty and they're squirming going, I'm done, sometimes you got to sit a little bit. Those are the no. Sometimes it might take a lot of sitting. So they need to be able to do that. They also need to be able to stand and pee. If your child can't stand long enough to pee, it's going to go all over the walls in the mirror. So are they ready? Are they interested in it? And then what are some tips? Well, first, the child is going to mess up. No problem. Commend them on trying. Good job. We're going to do it next time. Good job. Yay. You know, you almost did it. You're going to do it soon. Yay. Mommy's so proud. You know, do you want to Zoom call grandma? Let's tell everybody. Ask them if they want to try it. They need to be a part of the discussion with it. Show the child what happens to their poo-poo. When they got poo-poo diaper, go, you want to see where poo-poo really goes? Show them the poo-poo going down the toilet. Now, hopefully they won't also put the goldfish down there either, but show them where poo-poo goes. You know, ask them if they want to do what mommy and daddy or older sibling do so they can be big boys. A thing that worked for us is we had the kids diaperless. And we noticed they didn't want to pee on themselves or poo on themselves. So having them run around diaperless sometimes works as well. And then make it a real big party. Keep in mind the plastic potty things could be very uncomfortable, but let them choose what they want to potty into. And then, I mean, make it like a whole big 4th of July celebration when they do it. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. As we're going into the second week of the conflict of Israel and Hamas, we heard back from one of our friends who finally heard back about his niece. His niece was one of multiple young individuals who were burned alive. And he has posted a picture and the information that they have on what happened. And it's just, it's heartbreaking. And it's I don't know what's more sad, that people suffered horrific deaths and were brutally murdered, or that people are saying that the Israelis brought it on themselves, that these young babies who were beheaded deserved it. I don't know what's more frightening. And I, you know, when we've learned about wars and we've read history and we've learned that, okay, you know, you have battlefields and people will go into the battlefield and they'll have rules, they'll have parlays, there'll be some guidelines, and then you would hear that there were people who were just complete barbarians, where they would just enter villages and rape, pillage, plunder, kill. And I'm naive in this thinking, but I admit I was, well, that was the olden days when they didn't have rules, when they didn't have ethics. And you know, we as civilized society, we don't have groups that will do that. Yes, we do. And when you see Hamas do what they did, which was apparently they had, I think they had thrown a grenade into a building, and there were two female officers, we saw this on video, two female officers who were hiding wounded under a desk. They gunned them down while they were under the desk, you know, begging for their lives. This is hatred. And this hatred, you can't reform. You can't, there's been some rumors that the original operation was only supposed to be about hostages. They were just supposed to go in and take hostages. And then it took a different turn when some individuals decided we're just going to kill. And I don't know what the original plan was, but my guess is the original plan was killing. I think this hatred that Hamas has, they don't care if you're Israeli, they don't care if you're American, they don't care if you're from Honduras, from Germany, from France, as we're being told that individuals from all of those countries were killed. They just wanted to kill. I believe Chuck Schumer had gone to Israel, and he had, for a period of time, had to also take cover while Hamas rockets were coming over. I'm glad that we have politicians coming down there. There's been reports that what we're seeing out of Israel is propaganda, which is complete BS for them to say that. But there's been reports that, oh, no, you know, the pictures were staged. You hear college students saying that these aren't real pictures. This is propaganda from Israel. And so seeing, you know, our delegates, you know, senators, I think Mitt Romney went, Chuck Schumer, multiple other, to go down there and see for themselves. Blinken, you saw Antony Blinken was almost speechless. You know, it stinks that, it's horrible that while there is such a destructive force wanting, you know, a country wiped off this earth and innocent people dead, and now there's this conflict between Israel and Hamas, including Gaza, now taken in Gaza, and Palestinians who are there, that there has to be all this effort to, you know, it's bad enough to have kids and individuals and innocent civilians die, but now effort has to go into to prove they're not lying or making it up. That's where we are in this, you know, in this war, in this fight. And you know, and it stinks because the first person who lied or you know, made false flag attempts, like we saw with Putin, now people will suspect that first. And I'm telling you right now, having family there, having friends there, this is real. This isn't propaganda. And I don't want to see anybody die. I don't want to see any innocent person die. I don't want to see any innocent Palestinians die. I don't want to see any. This is a war between Hamas, and now I think Hezbollah is jumping in the north. This is a war against terrorism. Unfortunately, individuals, innocent individuals, are being used as shields. And we have American hostages that are going to be used as shields, Israeli hostages, Palestinian women and children. And you know, this, as far as I'm concerned, Israel has to make sure Hamas can never be a threat or do what they did. And I'm very impressed with America's support. They have to. This involved Americans. They have to. Now they have Americans' lives now, and American bloodshed on their hands. So Hamas. So Hamas declared war on America when they did this as well. So Antony Blinken has reiterated U.S. support. There was an American serving in the Israeli military, and he had been kidnapped by Hamas. He is Omer Nutra. He is one of the IDF soldiers that have been kidnapped. Again, if Hamas, the only hope for these hostages is Hamas understands that these hostages can buy them their lives. The hostages are very valuable alive. But if we at all think that they're dead, they're gone, and we have to be careful. Hamas could keep saying, oh, yeah, they're alive. We have them. Yeah, show us proof. But, if they're smart, they keep them alive and then use them to trade prisoners or, so we are hoping they don't kill them. But when you see that, like our friend's niece burned alive, I think what they did is I was having some trouble translating the Hebrew, but I think they put them within tires and then they lit the tires on fire and they did this for sport. They're not thinking. They're not thinking war strategy or political strategy. They just want to kill. And so that's why we're nervous these hostages might not make it. 6 British citizens have been killed. 10 more are missing after Hamas attacks. I keep forgetting to include Britain in that. But CNN is reporting that 6 British citizens have been killed along with 10 other missing. Hamas then declared war on Britain. You kill or hurt anybody that is of any country, okay, that is an act of aggression. When a group indiscriminately kills people of another country, as far as I'm concerned, Hamas not only declared war on Israel, but they declared war on the world. Where's the UN? Is the UN going to do anything? Now, we are being told that 5 UN trucks have entered Gaza, and they're fuel trucks. And I guess there's fuel shortage located in the Kerem Shalom border that connects Gaza and Israel. But I'd like to see the UN step up and make a stand against terrorism and against the brutal killing and the brutal killings that could continue. So we'll keep you guys posted on this. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.